Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому. Добрий день. Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа.
Oh, boy, what about them Steelers? Oh.
Hello and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. here on WPIT, Radio AM 73, the station in Pittsburgh for Russian programming.
And the Steelers.
Bringing you the best in Russian news, music, and songs. We have a lot of program today, so let's get started with Poliana Poliana from the Three Star CD.
And we're in a really precarious situation here. Go ahead and start that music, and I'll talk over the music. We haven't had this yet. There's a Steeler game going on, and we have the Russian Heritage Pro or the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program live. So we're going to keep you updated. If you're from Cleveland, sorry. It's 14-7, looking like it's going to be 17-7 at halftime. But, you know, that's the way it goes. So we'll keep you abreast of how the Steelers are kicking the Brownies' backsides. Today's program has been paid for in its entirety by Linda Gortina of Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, in memory of her dear mother, Libby Bousseau, whose birthday was on October 11th. Linda is the Carpatho-Russian Society's Pittsburgh Chapter's treasurer, and we thank her so very much for her continued support and for all that she does for the Carpathia Rosen Society's Pittsburgh chapter, and as well for the Carpathia Rosen Society Heritage Program. We want to send birthday wishes out to our good friend who's on before us, Mr. Michael Komachak. He is celebrating his 90th birthday. Wow. And he's also, I think, is the 56th or 57th year of the Ukrainian program here in Pittsburgh. And I hope 40, 50 years from now, I'm still doing that, celebrating my 90th birthday. So, Mike, happy birthday to you. We appreciate the work you've done for the last 59 years. The Carpathia Rosen Society Heritage Program can be heard around the world via the internet at www.c-rs.org. Go to the left-hand column and click on the date of your choice. The Carpathia Rosen Society Heritage Program can also be heard streaming live here on WPIT AM 73. Log on to www.wpitam.com. Click on the big button, which says Listen Live, right in the middle of the screen. This program is the only Rosen radio program sponsored by and financially supported by the National Carpathia Rosen Society, but your support is very much needed. If you like our program and would like it to continue, your support is a must. Next, we have a medley by Folklorni Skupina Makovitskyi Holos. This is Prichoyem do vas and Ey, ne budu stal domu.
I also want to wish a happy birthday to another Mike, my
Who
son-in-law, Mike Libator.
Who's that?
Dean, you know him.
I do.
Married to my daughter, Beth.
He's that accordion player that
He's
we
He's an accordion player. He's our our lead musician in Slavyani's combo.
Oh, that's what we call him.
Right. And his birthday is coming up later in the week. And happy birthday, Mike. So another year.
I'd love to say something nice and fruitful here, Mike, but...
But you
can't
think of it.
It's against FCC
Well, anyway,
laws.
Last weekend was the CRS's big 15th anniversary celebration, And what a huge, a resounding success it was, Dean, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It was so much more than we had hoped for and so much more than we ever could have imagined. Over 1,500 people visited the festival throughout the day. It was truly one spectacular Ruslan Weekend celebration to remember. And I can tell you firsthand that much work, time, and effort by many, many people was put into making the event happen. But the results made it very rewarding and well worth the effort. It's difficult for me to come up with the proper superlatives to even describe every aspect of the event, beginning with the reception on Friday to the closing banquet on Sunday. And the Friday reception and art exhibit was well attended, and the sounds of Ruski Muzikanti just added a perfect touch for the evening.
And even if you go to YouTube and query Rusin, you'll get some of the hits from that weekend. The atmosphere for Saturday's festival was, in a word, unreal. Artisans and demonstrators were very popular, drawing much attention from the multitudes, and the gift shop sales were brisk, to say the least. The fantastic lineup of entertainment began at 12 noon, ran continuously till about 8:30. Each group seemed to perform their all at their best levels, which brought about many whistles, cheers, and enthusiastic applause. Now, whistles over in Europe means booze, but not here in America. Whistles are good things. Rusina from Arizona was just amazed at the response and the reaction they received from the audience. They actually had people who understand what they were talking about. The Southwest United States has very few Slavs, to say the least, let alone Rusins. And while their audiences do enjoy Rusini performances in the Southwest, it's not as meaningful as it is when they come to a place where everyone knows what they're talking about. And they never had a performance or an audience like this before. They were just really overwhelmed with how well they received. And some of our friends even want to come here and move. Leslie and James and Eddie, they just want to come here. And they were very great. And the audience recognized it and let them know it, really.
Oh, yeah. They really got a nice reception. And, well, Dean and I helped start Rossini 7.5 years ago. And they have prospered and grown over the years, bringing Ruslan culture to the Southwest in music, song, and dance. And it's mainly because of their director, Leslie Kurtick, who also is the president of the Arizona chapter of the CRS. They were honored and thrilled to be a part of the CRS's 15th anniversary celebration. They loved the festival, and they loved Pittsburgh. They really did. And next we have Grupa Rosa from Vojvodina with Kad Kvitli Ovatsi.
And as we go to that, Eddie, we went to a little bar to watch a Steeler game with Detroit, and Eddie looks like Troy Polamalu. So we got to this bar called, I think it was Duff's, I forget where it is, but they're going, "Troy, buy me a beer." Oh, well. Eddie, Troy Polamalu, one and the same. We're just talking about Steeler Nation, all the Steeler bars around the country. Sorry, Cleveland fans, but we began the third day, going back to our talk just a second ago, and final day of the Russin celebration, with the annual meeting at 1 p.m. at the Cultural Center as the Steelers were taking on the Detroit Lions. The festivities then moved to the big and beautiful, I might say, Bulgarian-Macedonian Cultural Center in West Homestead. During the social hours, the attendees were able to visit their incredible cultural museum and buy some Bulgarian treasures as well. Then also talked with each other and had a good time. Then on to the fabulous buffet, which was simply delicious, prepared by our good friend, Bulgarian Russian American, Nikki Jordanoff of Hazelnut Catering. Remember that name, Hazelnut Catering. During the dinner, we, the Carpathian Russian Society, awarded the first Michael Strank Award to Orestes Mihaly of Armonk, New York. Orestes, good friend of ours, has done a lot of work and a lot of service towards the Russians in the last 50 years. He's also the president of the New England chapter of the Carpathian Russian Society. Then we were entertained by the talented Raviliak family, who provided a wonderful program of Russian favorites. A perfect ending to a fabulous weekend. And we mean it more than ever. If you were not there, like my good friend Mike Lang says, shame on you for 6 weeks. You missed a good one and a great one. Maybe you can see it again next year. Next, we have Serenca from Krynica with Polka Lemka.
Okay. The 28th Annual Russin Ethnic Festival will be held on Sunday, October 25th at St. John the Baptist Church Hall at 201 East Main Street, Uniontown, from noon till 7 p.m. It begins with a Slavonic Divine Liturgy at 11:30 a.m. There will be plenty of ethnic foods such as halupki, pierogi, halushki, kabasi and kraut, potato pancakes, soup, and an array of delectable desserts. The sounds of Huruski Muzikante will be heard at 1:30 and 4:30 p.m., and Slaviani will perform at 3 p.m. There will be a presentation by either myself or Dean or both of us. We were tour guides on the 2009 CRS Heritage Tour of Slovakia, so we'll be talking about that a little. And at 4 p.m., John Rigetti will speak on Russian history and customs. The CRS will have a display of artifacts, authentic costumes, photographs, and documents, and will assist in genealogy questions. There will be also pisanki, iconography, wood burning, bobbin lace making, folk art demonstrations, music, church tours, church children's activities, storytelling, displays of Russian culture, crafts, raffles, and much, much more. Admission is free, and this is all put together by our good friend Bonnie Bayless,
Balashova,
who really does such a great job. This is, you know, so for more information, you can call 724-438-6027 from Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., or 724-438-8000. 8412 in the evenings. And our next song is Doja Vitor Doja by a very young Misha.
At the time. And as Mike Tomlin challenges the call on the field, on Sunday, November 1st, will be the Slovak Heritage Festival to be held at the University of Pittsburgh Commons Room, which is the ground floor of the Cathedral of Learning, that big building in Oakland, from noon until 5 p.m., sponsored by the Pitt Student Slovak Club. There will be entertainment throughout the afternoon, which will include both the Reveliak family and the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, as well as, I think, who else? Pittsburgh Slovakians and the Pittsburgh area Slovakians.
Right.
Good friends of ours.
Also, that singer from Cleveland, that fellow.
Yoshko, I forget what his name is. There will be plenty of ethnic foods available, such as klobasa with kraut, halushki, halupki, and a wide array of delicious pastries. There will be a Parada Kroja, which is a parade of kroj, of costumes, a large marketplace of ethnic items, demonstrations, and displays. The festival started out very small many years ago, as my dad and I can attest to, being one of the past presidents of the Pitt Student Slovak Clubs, but we're happy to say it has grown bigger and better each year, and we're very proud to go back and see what's happened to it. Next, we have the Zakarpatsky Narodny Chor with Dievchata, Dievchata.
Thank you.
Well, when you were talking about the Pitt Festival, Slovak Festival, Dean, I think we started it when you were president. We were the very first one. And it was
the
like
first or the second one.
94.
I can't remember. 93, 94.
Right. And the food, well, years ago, I used to cook it with my family. And now the Pittsburgh Slovakians do, and their food is really good. Well, so you might want to come out just to eat.
I see the Steelers are getting ready to blow another game. It's now 17-13.
Close with Kolejna Tetyma by Roland from Chirich, we hope you have enjoyed today's program. We would again like to thank Linda Cortina for sponsoring today's program.
Thanks, Linda.
And we thank you for listening and invite you to join us again next week for another unique and interesting Carpathia-Russian Society Heritage Program, Zbohom.
Linda, you're still working on the steel mills right there? Where did it play that? Huh? No? Yes? Thank you very much, Linda. Hopefully the Steelers, those of you in Pittsburgh, be rooting for the Steelers. Those of you that are not in Pittsburgh, other than in the Cleveland area, will root for whoever. But let's go, Steelers. Trimajte sa. Zbohom. Ciao.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, dedications, or want to make a donation, please write me, Jack Poloka, at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124. And be sure to join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for another unique and interesting Carpathia-Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати, сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, že si vám ľúbil náš dnešný program. Pozývame vás naslúchati nasledujúšu nedeľu o 5.30 hodiny na stanici WPIT na frekvenciu 713. S Bohom.